Have you ever been voted most likely to do or be something? Remember in high school when they voted on all the most likely awards? I was looking back at my senior yearbook, reminiscing about old friends and our really cool big hair and tight roll jeans. And we had awards like most likely to succeed, class favorite, most athletic, most stylish, most talented, most spirited, and I was even honored with the coveted wittiest award. They so nailed that one. It was a fun way to try and predict maybe who will do what in the future. Well, recently I was reading about someone who is considered the least likely to succeed, and actually his own father put that label on him. He wasn't considered equal to his brothers. He was a young shepherd who lived out in the fields tending sheep and playing music. If you haven't figured it out yet, I'm talking about the thrilling story of David. We are introduced to David in 1 Samuel 16. The children of Israel had chosen a king, King Saul, but it didn't turn out so great. Saul turned away from God, so God spoke to the prophet Samuel and told him, "I have chosen the man who will be the next king." So as God leads Samuel, he arrives at the house of Jesse to meet his sons. He sees plenty of men before him that would have carried the title most likely to be king. They looked the part. They were tall and strong. And Samuel kept thinking, surely this is the one. 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So God kept saying to all the most likely to be king sons, "Nope, not him, not that one, that's not the one," until there were no more to see. So he had to ask Jesse, "Are these all your sons?" And it wasn't. The guitar-playing shepherd and least likely to be king was out in the field tending sheep. He was the one, God's anointed king. And so begins the awe-inspiring and wild journey of David. The least likely was being prepared all along by God to be the next king of Israel. Even out there in the field alone, God was at work. David had no formal training. He didn't have what the world thought he should have, but he had an obedient heart for God. And God cares way more about the position of our heart than the position we may hold in life. It doesn't matter the title you carry, or maybe like David, the title that others put on you. He was labeled in a way and put in a box. God doesn't work like that. His ways and plans are beyond our calculations. He moves and shines brightest through the most unlikely to succeed. So whatever label you've stuck on yourself, or maybe what others may have put on you, go ahead and rip that off. And remember, God's ways are above any labels or lies you may be believing today about yourself. God is in the middle of where you are right now, and he's preparing you for what's to come. That's the truth. It begins with your heart. Give it to Jesus and walk each day like David, trusting God has a plan for your life and knowing that God sees you as most likely to succeed. I'm Lori Klein.